League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
That was the television intro music to Euro 92, the tournament held in Sweden that would forever become famous for a miracle. Well, kind of. Tiny Denmark, a nation of just 5 million people who had not even qualified for the tournament, would go on to be champions of Europe. Goalkeeper Peter Schmeichel.
You win at the European Championship with your country, and your country is Denmark, small country, 5 million people. Absolutely amazing.
Shocking and inspiring result, but as we are about to find out, less a miracle and more a reflection of a Europe undergoing a chaotic transformation in football and in politics. Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense Stories, where we from the Soccer Sense podcast chronicle the stories that made football. This time, a throwback to 1992, when a team came out of nowhere, upstaged the bigwigs, and won the European Championships. 26 June, 1992. Gothenburg, Sweden.
And this is Vilfort! Oh, it's in! It is in! And it's Kim Vilfort! Oh, it is over! Denmark's dream has become reality, a quite astonishing achievement. The rank outsiders who didn't even qualify have become the champions of Europe, undisputed. Denmark have done it. They are the 1992 European champions. It is simply a footballing fairy tale.
1992 and thereabouts was an incredibly tumultuous time for Europe. The USSR had collapsed and ceased to exist, starting in 1992. And this resulted in them being labelled as Commonwealth of Independent States and allowed to participate in the Euros, one last time as a unified team. Germany had unified after Euro qualifying had been actually announced, with both East and West Germany in the same group. So their game was turned into a friendship match that was eventually called off because of potential crowd violence. Germany participated as Germany. The English Premier League would come into existence, changing the marketing of English and eventually European football. The European Cup was buried for good and replaced by the new Champions League. And yes, civil war had erupted in Yugoslavia. Thanks to that civil war, Yugoslavia, who had qualified as group winners, would not be able to participate in Euro 92. UEFA decided to offer that spot to the runners-up in that group, Denmark. Now this story has the feeling of the beginning of a fairy tale, in that a bunch of ragtag players got together 2 weeks before a big tournament and won it, but it goes a little deeper than that. Denmark's manager at that time was Richard Møller Nielsen, a practical man who had played only 2 internationals for Denmark and had been an unpopular choice to replace their previous German manager, under whom Denmark had played some dazzling football at the 1986 World Cup in Mexico. Nielsen's approach was more dour and result-oriented.
Manager Richard Møller Nielsen.
We didn't have all the best superstars, but together we made the best team.
Which actually resulted in a decent qualifying campaign. Denmark had lost only one game to group winners Yugoslavia and had beaten them in the return tie. But the European Championship finals were a rather limited affair at that time, only 8 teams would qualify in groups of 2 with the semis and final. So in effect, a team could win 3 games and be champions of Europe. Thus, as Denmark were put in Group 1 in place of Yugoslavia, along with Sweden, France and England, they weren't exactly facing insurmountable odds. But nonetheless, the story has other important context that you need to keep in mind. Denmark held England 0-0, lost to host Sweden 1-0, but sparkled against France in the final group game 2-1, qualifying for the semi-final. What followed were arguably two of Denmark's greatest performances in their footballing history. A Henrik Larsson double strike helped them hold defending champions Netherlands 2-2 and beat them 5-4 on penalties. And as almost 38,000 people watched in Gothenburg, they stunned a stellar German team, grabbing an early goal from a John Jensen strike and some great goalkeeping from a certain Peter Schmeichel. His close-range acrobatic save of a Jurgen Klinsmann header, probably the save of the final. And the final result, Denmark 2, Germany 0. Denmark's amazing heroics were definitely a celebration worthy. Peter Schmeichel.
It stands unrivaled to anything else that's happened in sport in Denmark.
But more importantly, what they pulled off literally expanded European football. The end of the Cold War and collapse of the Soviet Union and the Iron Curtain meant that the competitive balance in European football had changed. The Bosman ruling that freed up football labour market in the European Union would come in 1995. Incidentally, Bosman had filed his case in 1993. In 1996, the European Championships would feature 16 teams, twice that of 1992. Denmark would finish third in their group, losing to Croatia, a former Yugoslavian country. And the Danish would miss out on the knockout stage as defending champions in 1996. But the legacy of their achievement in 1992 was not about domination. They were not out there to change the game. They were not out there to reinvent anything. It was about showing how in football, being prepared and being there at the right place at the right time is actually what matters. They paved the path for a team like Greece to stun the world and win the Euros in 2004. Denmark at Euro 1992 probably lived that all-important truth in football, that no matter how chaotic and difficult things get, it's never over until the final whistle blows. Soccer Stories is produced, scripted, and narrated by me, Tariq, along with help from our Soccer Sense podcast panel, Karan Naresh and Vishal Menon. You can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, and on Pocket Casts under Soccer Sense. Until next time, keep listening to Soccer Stories.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.